Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, it's another morning. Everybody wake up. God has given us another day all over the world. Come on. Brand new day.
Good morning. Thanking God for another day to sing his praises. He's a good God. And he is so worthy to be praised. I'm your host, Minister Daphne Smith. Thank you so much for joining me, taking the time out of your busy schedule to join me for the Purpose of Godliness podcast, bringing biblical insight, addressing your need, and planting the seed of godly purpose. I'm here every Sunday, Lord willing, from 8 to 8:30 a.m. Web address for the show is blogtalkradio.com/for the purpose of godliness. The phone lines are open for prayer, for comments, for questions, 646-668-8917. Amen. So thank you so much for joining me today. Been talking about God's goal, God's vision, God's mission for us. And it's just been an amazing journey, just studying these scriptures that the Lord keeps giving me through 2019. And it's just been a great ride. That's all I can say. It's just been a great ride. So God's goal, God's vision, God's mission for 2019. So that's what we're kind of going to talk about. Going to take a little bit a different turn, but still focusing on God's goal, God's vision, God's mission. And I hope that you have followed my heart in this and got your journals, got that in January, and your pens and journals, and been writing down what God has placed on your heart for this year, because there are some doors that are closing. I'm telling you, doors that are closing. A lot of things that are going on in this world, we are going to have to close some doors, especially the ones that are not helpful to us as we follow God. Got to close those doors and walk through the open doors that God has for us. Amen. Amen. All right. So I need to do this, an announcement. I really must do this. Our conference is coming up next week, I think. Amen. Our conference is coming up next week, August the 15th through the 17th. And listen, I want you to join me. Join us, Lifeline Missions Unlimited Incorporated Worship Center. We're going to have some incredible men and women coming to share with us. Centered around our theme, God's goal, vision, mission. What is God saying to us in 2019? So the conference opens August 15th with fellowship and teaching from me, Minister Daphne Smith. Listen, we're going to bond together, have discussions. Before the evening events, we got seminars. We got the City of Hope coming. We got Kronos financial people coming. We have mental health in the church, domestic violence in the church, and we're also going to be teaching on the theme. So every day it's going to be something exciting. Okay, so join us for the conference. Be inspired by the in-depth talks about God's purpose in our lives. So register now, August 15th, 16th, and 17th, Thursday and Friday, 10 a.m., evening service, 7 p.m. And registration is going on right now, Saturday, August 17th. There will be a session, Domestic Violence and the Church, and also I'll be teaching on our theme. So you can register online. Some people have problems registering online, but just let me know. I will look into it, and also have a Cash App that you can register. You can register at the door. There's a form on the site that you can register. Trying to help you all get to our conference. Come to the conference. Invite somebody to the conference. It is going to be amazing. I'm so excited. I'm telling you, I'm so excited about the conference and what the Lord is doing, not going to do, what he's doing right now. And also just want to give a shout out to those of you that have participated in the conference for any number of years. If it's your first time, whatever, I have some people been coming to the conferences day one. Listen, Pastor and I are going to do a Facebook Live, hopefully, prayerfully, on the 9th of this month. So if you have been a part of this conference, we want you to chime in. We're going to try to hook people up on Facebook Live. So chime in, be a part of the conversation on Friday, August the 9th at 10 a.m. Amen, Pacific time. This is going to be fabulous. It's just going to be wonderful. All right. Amen. Conference. Oh, I had to give the address. Y'all help me out. It's going to be at Temple Ministries. It's going to be at Temple Ministries. Let me give you all the address. 43913 15th Street West in the city of Lancaster, California. Conference will be at Temple Ministries, 43913 15th Street West in the city of Lancaster, California. Shout out to Pastor George McIntyre and his church, Temple Ministries, for opening their doors for us this year. And he's the host pastor of the conference. All right. Alrighty, all that information is on my event page. Amen. I'm updating every day so you all would get information about the conference. All right. Okay. So get your Bible. Let's work with this together, and let's move on. I'm going to be talking about this all year, and when the conference ends, I'm still going to be talking about this unless the Lord put something else on my heart. So if you have any questions, any comments, you can inbox me on Facebook. We can get to that. That might be something good. Inbox me if you have any questions on the theme and that you would like for me to look up and share so, you know, we can get this going. We have a few more months, about 5 more months of this year, Lord willing, and we need to do all we can to walk up right before the Lord. So if you have any questions, inbox me on Facebook, email me for the purpose of godliness at gmail.com. All right, or get in the chat room and type in your questions, and we can work from there also. All right, so open your Bibles. Let's do our theme scripture for the year, just to read that and share a few things, and then we're going to Titus 2. All right, just want to talk about this little word that I got stuck on this morning. All right, so Ezekiel 20 and 19 says, I am the Lord, your God. Walk in my statutes and keep my judgments and do them. Reading out of the King James Version today. Verse 20, and it says, verse 20 says, and hallow, H-A-L-L-O-W, hallow my Sabbath, which means keep it holy, hallow my Sabbath, and they shall be a sign between me and you that you may know that I am the Lord. So let me just read this really quick that I found right before the show. And we're talking about the Sabbath. And we're talking about keeping it holy because it says this will be a sign. If you walk up right before the Lord and do his statutes and keep his judgment, walk in his statutes, keep his judgments and do them. And then he says, and hallow my Sabbath. And hallow my Sabbath, and they shall be a sign between me and you that you may know that I am the Lord your God. So the Sabbaths are stated to be for a sign between God and Israel. God and Israel, a sign of the covenant between them. You can find that in Exodus also. Sabbaths of Israel were never a sign between God and the Gentiles or God and the church. This must be recognized if the whole truth is to be known. Sabbath, Saturdays, or Fridays, or whatever, is that their Sabbath is a covenant between them and God. Ah, so what is our covenant? What do we do? And see, that, like I said, the more I study this, the more I realize it. Because sometimes, oh goodness, help me! I didn't mean to go there. Sometimes we entangle Israel with the church, and these are two separate entities. Two separate entities. There's Israel, and then there's the church. There's a Gentile church. There's a Gentile church. However, the day that we have, Sunday, is still recognized as keeping it holy. It's still recognized as keeping it holy. Do the things that God has told us to do. And every day, as believers in Christ, we are to walk in his statutes, walk in his judgments, do the things that he's told us to do. Amen. Amen. I'm telling you, every time I read this, I'm my mind, the Lord helps me and expands my mind. That does not mean that we just skip church because, you know, it's on a Sunday and we're not Jewish, so I'm going to skip church. No. It doesn't mean that we don't sanctify the day. No, it doesn't. It still means he said to fail not to assemble yourselves together as the manner of some is. And he said so much more so as you see the day approaching. What day is that? The day of evil, the coming day of the Lord, so much so, so much more as you see the day approaching, as you encourage, we encourage people to fellowship with the saints, to be a part of the body of Christ. That's it. The fellowship with the saints, to be a part of the body of Christ. Jesus came to fulfill the whole law. So if we are a part of the body of Christ, listen, we are a part of the church, the called out believers, those that's been called out of sin and called into the presence of God. Amen. Amen. So they keep theirs. They keep their Sabbath. They don't miss it. They keep it. And those that are, well, you know, that's like us. Some go, some don't. But they keep their Sabbaths. They close their stores. They do what they have to do, and they keep their Sabbaths. What are we doing? Amen. To hallow every day, make every day holy before the Lord. Okay, I hear the Spirit of the Lord say some things we've got to shut down. I keep telling you, close the doors, close the doors, close the doors to those things that are ungodly and allow God to bless us. All right, okay, got a few more minutes. Turn to Titus. Just want to give you the opening the scripture for the year. And, you know, I hear say, well, what does that have to do with us? We still have to walk upright before God. We still have to follow his judgments and his statutes. We still have to keep his name holy. All right now. We still have to do it. We still have to do it. Amen. 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 All right. So Titus 2, 11 through 14. I'm going to read it out of the King James Version of Scripture. Titus 2, 11 through 14 says, for the grace, and I want you to underline this, grace of God, for the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust. Here we go. That's the holiness of God, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world. So you saying, well, what does that have to do with us? We still got to live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world. Same commandment he gave to the children of Israel concerning walk upright is the same thing. The same thing he said to hallow his Sabbath, we should hallow every day. Every day. Every day. It should be a sanctified day every day. Oh, my goodness. 13 says, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ. All right, let me read it out of the Amplified Version. It says, 11 says, for the grace of God, his unmerited favor and blessing, has come forward, appeared, for the deliverance from sin and the eternal salvation of all mankind. It has trained us, grace has trained us to reject and renounce all ungodliness and worldly passionate desires, to live discreet, temperate, self-controlled, upright, devout, spiritually whole lives in this world. 13 says, and awaiting and looking for the fulfillment, the realization of our blessed hope, even the glorious appearing of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ, the Messiah, the Anointed One. Oh, my goodness. Grace has trained us. And it is amazing. I'm going to try to find the scripture real quick while I'm talking. I'm at it right there. It is amazing to me that you know, people talk about grace and what they think grace is. And grace is God's unmerited favor. It really, that's the definition. But it also means to rejoice. Grace, rejoice for the joy of God. It means to rejoice, or the joy of God, the charity of God, the love of God. It's all of those things that encompasses the word grace. It means charity. And I know people, we don't like that word charity because, you know, we're proud. And we don't want people to know, help me, Jesus. We don't want people to know that we need help. But we need help. Hallelujah. We need help. We need help from God, number one, and we need help from one another. Okay, and just put that out there, Daphne. Help, we need charity because we are spiritually poor outside of the grace of God. Outside of Christ, we are spiritually poor. And the Bible says, I should have looked it up, it's in Matthew, in the Beatitudes, blessed are the poor in spirit. Amen. Blessed are the poor in spirit. I'm going to look that up right quick. Y'all let me look that up. Blessed are the poor in spirit. We, as I said before, we need God's charity. We cannot do it without him. I'm going to look that up right quick. Y'all just bear with me. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. That's Matthew 5:3. Charity. We need God's charity. Poor in spirit. Because we're spiritually poor without Christ, outside of Christ. So, grace. Let me read this. I have a bunch of things I want to read, and I don't have a little bit of time to do it. So the blessings of grace is it brings salvation. It appears to all men. It teaches lessons, great lessons. It teaches us in this verses 11 and 12, it teaches seven great lessons: to deny ungodliness, to deny worldly lust, to live soberly, to live righteously, to live godly, to live right in this life, to look for the rapture and the second coming of Jesus Christ. So it brings salvation. It appears to all men. Grace appears to everybody. Nobody has an excuse. But the grace of God brings salvation and has appeared to all men. That's what it says. And it teaches seven great lessons: to deny ungodliness, to deny worldliness, to live soberly, to live righteously, to live godly, to live right in this life, and to look for the rapture and the second coming of Jesus. That's it. Grace gives us the desire and the ability to do the will of God. That's Philippians 2:13. He gives us both the will and to do. Yes, he does. He gives us the will and the desire. That's what grace is. So people say, well, you know, I'm under the grace of God. So, no, the devil is a lie. Now, that's a lie from the pit of hell. That does not mean that we continue in sin. Paul says, do we continue in sin so grace can much more abound? No. And it's emphatic. No. It means like heck to the no. I'm just telling you, that's what it means. No. We don't. Y'all know I'm excited. That's what it means. We don't keep sinning because of God's grace. And I'm still talking about God's goal, vision, mission for the church. We don't do things just because we're under grace and God is going to forgive us and that's okay. All right. Just wanted to say that. Grace disciplines us, shows us what evil is and what we should do. Ooh, just think about that. Grace disciplines us. There's a scripture in the Bible that says that he gives us grace for our neck. That means holds our neck upright. Oh, my goodness. Helps us to think right. Oh, my strength of the feeble knees and give us grace for our neck. Yes. Hallelujah. So it disciplines us, shows us what evil is and what we should do. Grace trains us. Listen to this. Grace trains us, restrains us, constrains us, puts us in confines. I know we don't like confines because we free. We free moral agents. We can do whatever we want to do. That's another lie from the pit. No. Grace trains us, restrains us. Can't y'all tell I'm happy about this? I don't know why. Constrains us, makes us free. Free to follow holiness. Oh, my. Free to follow holiness, not free to follow sin. Free to follow holiness and delivers us from the law of sin and death. Romans 8:2 says, for the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. Okay. Grace is love, joy, delight. We grow in grace. We grow in grace. Amen. Everybody say, I'm growing. Amen. Say that out loud to yourself. I'm growing in the grace of God. Ephesians 4:29 says, let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the edifying, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. So we speak grace too. We grow in grace. We speak grace. Amen. Amen. We speak those things that are of God. Amen. We don't speak those things that are not of God. Amen. Colossians 4:6 says, let your speech be always with grace, seasoned with salt, that you may know how you ought to answer every man. Oh, help me, Holy Ghost. Let my speech be seasoned with grace. Let my speech be seasoned with grace. I was, how do I say this? Somebody called the other day, and they were just rude. It was just rude. I don't even think they knew they were rude. And I'm talking about a believer. I'm not talking about an unbeliever. I'm talking about a believer. And they just immediately, they didn't say good morning, how you doing, anything. Just went in. I'm like, what? What is the address? What? And then when I thought about it, I was going, and that's just how they sound. And you know, for us, that's how they sound to me. Let me say it like that. Because they might not have sound, but they didn't say good morning or nothing. They just went, what is the address? And I was going, wow. No wonder you by yourself. Because if that's how you talk to people, my goodness. See, the thing would have been, good morning. How are you? Can you give the address? I need the address. That would have been so much better. And, you know, thank God. And I don't give any credit to me because my flesh is, you know, I'll do the same thing. If the Lord don't rein me, if grace don't constrain me and restrain me and all of that that I just said, if grace doesn't restrain me and train me and constrain me and restrain me, I'll be doing the same thing. But I thank God for Jesus, because I have, even this week, I think about some things, I'm thinking about some things I've said and I've done this week, and sometimes pastors look at me and I say, well, you know, I'm sorry. You know, I didn't tell the truth in that matter. You know, and I ask the Lord, you know, some, you know, it, I didn't tell the truth in that matter. I said some things wrong. Yo, listen, the Holy Ghost, the grace of God, let me tell you, the grace of God constrains us that our words are seasoned with salt. So if we're yelling and screaming and all we can do is have sharp words, I don't know why I'm there, y'all pray for me, have sharp words, and our words always sound mean and hateful. And it, listen, and it may not sound mean and hateful to you, but it sounds mean and hateful to other people. Okay. All right. So I want to put that out there. Woo. The gospel, the good news is the grace of God. Wow. The good news is the grace of God. Amen. So in Acts 20 and 24, it says, but none of these things move me. Neither count I my life dear unto myself. This is Paul. So that I might finish my course with joy and the ministry which I have received of the Lord Jesus to testify the gospel of the grace of God. The gospel of the grace of God. So the gospel is the grace of God. Wow, what is God's goal? I just love, I'm telling you, I'm loving this theme. I don't know where the Lord's going to take me. You know, you love the word. Then it come back to discipline you, and you go, ooh, wow, hallelujah. You know, I'm looking for the discipline in this thing. It's what is God's goal, God's vision, God's mission in 2019? Ezekiel 20 and 19. Walk in his statutes. Walk in his statutes. Walk, keep his judgments. And he says, and do them. Then he told the children of Israel, hallow my Sabbath. Keep it sanctified. Keep it holy. Do the things that I'm telling you to do so you can be separated. Even us going to church on the Sunday makes us different, should make us different when it comes to sinners. They should see that difference. Where you going? I'm going to the revival. Where you going? I'm going to church. Where you going? I'm going to vacation Bible school. Where you going? And they should kind of hear that. It makes a difference. When we speak well of our pastor, speak well of our church, that's the keeping it holy and sanctified and right. That separates us from the world. The love that we have for one another separates us from the world. Okay, I got to go. Let me just read this. The grace of God is God's divine influence on our heart to keep us from sinning. That's grace right there. Not that stuff them people talking about. I'm telling you, that's not it. It's the divine influence. All of that I said is God's divine influence on our hearts that keeps us from sinning. Okay, so if you don't remember anything else I said, remember that part. God's divine influence on our hearts that keeps us from sinning. All right, so I'm going to let you go. Thank you so much for joining me today. I appreciate it so much. I love you guys with the love of Jesus. And look me up on social media, get information about the conference. I love you all. I appreciate you all. I love this. I love sharing with you the word of God. So I'm going to let you go. Have a wonderful Sunday. Go to church. Be a blessing to somebody today. And remember, we all must exercise ourselves for the purpose of godliness. God bless you. Have a great Sunday. Radio.